So we're going to really, in this training, just be going over some of the basics that we talked about before and some new things because these are powerful times. So I thought just to get us kicked off, it'd be good for Brother Nick to share why superhero training is needed and what this really is all about.
Well, because we're in such a fabulous time of such extraordinary opportunity, it's absolutely bombarding in now. It's absolute unstoppable glory pouring into creation. This is the time we've been born for, to be these human bridges. But that means transforming our DNA, going through a radical transformation. You know, and this is what the superhero bit is all about, because that's the archetype. So it's like something that's encoded within you that you're obliged to follow the call. But because your calling may have been colliding with the matrix world for years, well, that's all breaking down now. It's all breaking down. And what we're realizing is that we're all creator souls. So we're creating our future, our destiny, merging with our higher selves, really, becoming the objectified incarnation of your highest contemplation, whether that means moving into a golden age experience through the most extraordinary transformation of the world, or, you know, something else that's calling you. You know, what is it to you? That's the thing. And the thing about now is that it's absolutely pouring through. Creation is cracked open. The human civilization is collapsing at an astronomical rate. And so it, for some souls, is catastrophic. It's catastrophic for all souls, but the catastrophic influences can be very positive. But you have to be able to ride something extraordinary now, and that's what it means to be a superhero, doesn't it, Mike?
That's right, brother. This is actually the best the best time. I mean, we're having such a wonderful time in this great chaos. It's fascinating how it's a subjective experience, and when you get on the right side of the line, so to speak, or the right side of the wave, and you get on it, then the feelings, I mean, I'm feeling better, happier, more joyful, more relaxed, more blissful, feeling more energy. It's just like life is lifting us up so much. And yeah, it's incredible. It's like the joy, there's like a big wave of joy, and everyone's just being carried on that wave, you know. But at the same time, there's a chaos happening, absolute chaos. And it's going to keep getting worse and worse and worse, as well as getting better and better and better. So, superheroes really are those who choose to get onto the right side of the wave and feel those good feelings and stay in the game. So, this is really what superhero training is all about.
That's right, baby. It's amazing. So when you're in that feeling experience, you know, it's bliss consciousness, and bliss consciousness is only catalyzed by two things. One is the love, your love of the light. Your love of the light. If you love the light, then you will be transformed. And the only other way is if you love yourself so deeply through forgiveness and internal practices that it takes you into the light. So it's about the light both ways. And now, because we're in this extraordinary situation we've never been in before in society, where everybody's locked up in the box, and there's a military police state being policed around you, Now is the time to incubate the highest vision of yourself. And that means to take the most potent ingredient in within yourself, which is number one, your soul, and understand that your soul is a lens. It's a lens through which you focus. You know, you could say your power, but it's more honest to say, you know, the power of God, because it's, you really don't know anything about who you are. And this is humility. I know nothing. I am nothing. That's a very good thing for the ego to proclaim. And the wonderful thing about that is you become much more innocent and like to which you actually are. And that's, and because life is so powerful right now, in terms of the way the natural forces that transform everything and everyone, they can transform the whole universe, they do, and they transform worlds and people and everything. So these natural forces, which are gigantic, it's almost impossible to comprehend how big they are and how much bigger they are than you. These things are moving now in a very gentle but unstoppable way. And this is very good news for you, isn't it, bro?
It's the best news ever. Best news ever, because we have to make a choice. And this session, this first session of Superhero Training, is about the choice. And these forces, which we're going to talk about, are helping us, helping all of us, to make the right choice. And there's a funny expression we might have mentioned in previous training that I've always thought was really, it's right on, but also quite funny. And what it is, human beings only make the right choice when they've run out of all other options. So there you go. So basically, the world is set up now where you either make the choice from the heart, deep in your heart of hearts, to come into the power, come into the light, come into the joy, let go of all the attachments to all these non-silly things, or we're going to be forced to do it whether we like it or not. So it's a sign of deep, deep, deep love for ourselves, love for each other, love for life, love for God, to make that choice voluntarily and go along with it. It's been ramped up. You know, we've been talking about this. Nick and I, we did our first training, bro, back in 2008, wasn't it? Just after the financial crash. 2008, and we were going on about these sort of things back then, that this is a sign that things need to change, and people were like, yeah, 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 and some people took it seriously, and now here we are, you know, 12 years later, and there's a much bigger wave coming, and there's going to be more waves coming. So Superhero Training is really just an opportunity to make that choice very gently, very powerfully, and ride the wave. So what we're going to be talking about in this session is why this coronavirus situation is happening. Some of the deeper reasons that you're not going to hear on the news and probably not going to hear on Facebook. We're going to talk about which side of the line you want to be on, because this is a very serious choice. You know, we're being light about it. We're sharing all the joys and blessings, but we also want you to know about the possibilities ahead, and so you know what's going to happen going forward. And then we're going to help you make sure you stay sane, stay safe, stay in your happiness, stay in a good, solid, successful place, so you set up for it. Because we have to remember that this coronavirus is not like, oh, the virus came and it's all going to be taken care of and then everything's going to go back to normal again and it's all nicey nicey. That's not the way it's going to play out. There's going to be a whole load more things coming. So we can take advantage of all these things going forward, but we need to understand what we're dealing with first. And then we're going to talk about how you can align yourself with success and how you can create the vision of what you want. Because before we get into the practices, the training, and all these different things, we need to understand the context. What kind of world are we living in? What kind of universe do we live in right now? And also, I just want to mention right at the beginning that we put this training together. The first part is for anyone for free. We don't, there's no one's paid for this. Yeah, this is invite for anyone who wants it because people are having challenges, financial challenges, various challenges. So everyone gets this first part, and there's a few more sessions you're going to get to help you really understand what you're dealing with and get some power going. And then if you want to go deeper, then we'll share more about the advanced levels later on. But we're going to give you huge amounts of gold right here. So let's just get started, bro, with the crazy world situation. What is really going on? Why has this
So,
virus
oh yes.
happened?
So this crazy situation, oh my goodness, this crazy situation.
Pretty crazy.
It's a multi-dimensional question, and it's a multi-dimensional answer. The thing of the main thing, the quick answer to this extremely complex question and situation is this. Creation is a finite thing. What you call reality, what you call your life, you know your life, the thing you call your life is a finite thing. Human beings live for 70, 90 years, whatever it is, and they wear out. We know that. So what does that prove? That proves that the creation wears out and it gets destroyed. Well, how does it get destroyed? It gets destroyed by the forces of life turning in on themselves. And the thing about the creation that we're in is this creation is artificial. You think it's, you know, well, you don't because you're on superhero training. But most people really believe in it as the real thing, the real life. But what we're seeing is it's being eroded now, it's artificialness, and this huge facade is breaking down about what reality is. And it's happening on all these levels simultaneously. So the most important thing for me to address is why is this happening to you? What does coronavirus mean to you as a superhero? And what that means is it's basically it's the vehicle of fear that is a pan it's it is fear, it represents fear. So it's the pandemic of fear that is now inseminating itself in every household in the world. Because the world has been stopped by this make-believe idea, this magic trick that the world has fallen for, just like you fell for 9/11 when those twin towers were supposedly destroyed by two stolen aircraft. It was a magic trick. And we talked about that many times, Michael and I, over the years, many times, talking about how the whole world was controlled and manipulated, and that the vectors that are controlling and manipulating and inseminating fear are themselves controlled and manipulated by invisible forces of evil. So this is a terrible, terrible shock
to the soul when you become aware of the presence of evil in the world. But the most wonderful thing about this realization is that it mirrors something inside us all. And what it mirrors is something so terrible that it should lead us running towards our meditation cushions, setting our alarms early in the morning, and spending as much time in nature, in the sunlight, and in the contemplation and the communion with the presence of God as is humanly possible. Because the deconstruction of the world of evil that is now taking place is a terrifying option in this choice that we're talking about, isn't it, brother?
Yes, terrifying. And it's one that we have to make at every second, because there is this vast underbelly or dark underworld that is present and has been present, and every single negative thought, negative word, negative action that's ever occurred from the beginning of time, all of that is recorded. And the more is added to it over time, the bigger it gets, the worse it gets, the darker it gets, the more powerful it gets. And what most people are not aware of is that when we start tapping into negativity, there's many different forms of negativity. In India, they have the name Maya the cat, or Maya the seductress, you know. So there's like the seductive form of negativity that doesn't look like negativity. That's the problem with it. It doesn't seem like it. It's an illusion. And because it's an illusion, we think we're into good stuff and we're, you know, we're just doing this thing, we're all excited about it. But it turns out that if you continue along that road and you follow it a little bit, it goes off into the side alley, and before you know, you're in a cage. And then you get sucked down into this dark underworld where you're exposed to all of that negative energy. So what we have to be aware of is that this has been getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And the internet has exploded it. I mean, it was already bad anyway, but the internet has added a whole nother layer of reality that it wasn't, you know, you couldn't chap into half the stuff that you have nowadays. Now you've got this massive world of it. And we have to be very careful as superheroes that we don't allow just a little bit of negativity, because once you start playing with fire, it burns the whole thing. And we're bringing this up to you, like, this is compassionate sharing, because we want you to understand what's really going on here. And this choice we're talking about is, are you going to be really conscious of what you're dealing with and come into the light? Like Nick said at the beginning, you have to love the light from deep in your heart and come back to the light, back to the light, back to the light. Or we go the other way. Oh, I'll just distract myself with this little thing over here. Da, da, da. Next thing you know, you're sucked back down into it. And a lot of people have been sucked in that for a long time, and they're way under. They're very far down. And it gets to a point where it's almost impossible to swim back up again. Because the more you get pulled down, the heavier it is, you lose more and more and more power. And some, you know, like, that's why some people, what can you say about the situation, degradation, you know? So we need to make sure that you start off with something really small, seems very innocent, but where is it leading?
Just stay focused on the positive, anchored in the practice. If we have any kind of addiction to anything negative, is because we're addicted to God, and that's it. The addict is only addicted to one thing. You're addicted to God. You want the thing, the real thing in life. So you have to go for it. Now's your time. It's a terrible time. The options for the future are, it gets so bad. It's going to get fucking bad. It's already hell on earth, but the powers that be still control, the cops are still everywhere, arresting everybody. It's a terrible time. They're destroying the middle class, destroying so much. It's a terrible time. I'm in one of the most liberal places in the world here in Holland, and they've announced that they're, you know, nothing, no public gatherings until September, and they've just extended the lockup for a bit more. But, you know, I just flow through the system. I'm going down to Portugal again on Friday, just flying down. You know, I just glide through the thing. There's like one thing open at the airport at this end, one thing open at that end, and you just go through the little aluminium tube tunnel and you're in another reality. So I'm going to go to the beach and do my ocean thing for 3 weeks on Friday. But that's by the by. The thing is this. Whatever situation you're in right now, it's not necessarily going to get any better real quick. That's a fact. It could get a shit ton worse, or appear to be getting a shit ton worse for a little while longer. So what that means is that you're going to be locked up a little while longer, and you need to sharpen your faith. Your burning Nietzsche sword of fire that burns inside of you. The backbone of your spine. Listen to what I'm saying right now. Your faith, otherwise known as Nietzsche in Sanskrit, and that's really the superhero code word above all code words, is Nietzsche. Your Nietzsche is your spine. I want to hear what Brother Michael's got to say about this. But I personally feel that if you don't have an unbreakable Nietzsche, you have no spine, or you have a weak spine. Your Nietzsche, as far as I'm concerned, that's my backbone. It's the only thing that can hold me upright in the pressure of these extraordinary times. What do you say, brother?
Yeah, the Nietzsche... the faith. There's a life has many, many different scenes that we will be exposed to as we go through. And the Nietzsche is the thing that allows us to remain stable, unshakable, despite chaos. And also, the stronger our Nietzsche, the stronger God's power is with us, and we have that vibration, divine power. Because as soon as we lose it, it's like we lose the foundation, and everything gets pulled out, and you're just going to fall down the hole. So the thing is that there's going to be contrary evidence that says, no, it's not possible. How is this? Why is this? What about this? What about this? What about that? How come this happened? And those things are all tests. But the Nietzsche allows us, it's just like creating a ground and being able to walk across that. Otherwise, you know, what are you going to do? You fall into why, what, wailing, screaming, worrying. And we're not, you know, we're talking about some pretty heavy stuff here. And we're not trying to, you know, freak you out and cause any sorrow to anyone.
Well, we are trying to freak you out. Trying to freaking well alert you to the fact that you are in extreme peril. And you need the armor of God on your body. You need the armor of God. That's a Christian motif. That's a direct instruction from the highest spiritual teachings in the world. In these times, for these times, you need the armor of God on you to venture out in this devil's world. And the Nietzsche, the faith, it, according to this mythology, is your shield.
That's right. So when we know what we're dealing with and we are prepared for what we're dealing with, then we can stay in our joy and we can stay in a good space.
That's right.
But if we're not prepared...
That's divine joy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's divine joy. You know, like...
Peanut butter and jam sandwich joy, that's the only place that comes from. Your relationship with God, isn't it, bro?
That's right. Yeah, the peanut butter and jam sandwiches aren't going to quite cut it in this situation, unfortunately. But we need to not to say you can't have them. Yeah, why not? With a cup of tea, cream cheese and whatever else you want. But like this is a time where we can really experience that joyful light feeling. When we're prepared, when we know what we're dealing with, a huge amount of lightness starts to bubble up within us. Ah, it's so beautiful.
And that's how you know you're going the right way in life. That's how you know through the way you feel. It should be bliss consciousness, but it only you can't fake it. The good thing about what's happening right now, because there's a positive and a negative side to everything in life. So the negative side of coronavirus, we know all about that shit. Even though it's a magic trick perpetrated by the Illuminati themselves, the same people that brought you 9/11. And if you don't understand that that was a demolition job on those buildings, then you are not awake. So you're in something that is being manipulated from the inside, from the highest echelons of the political world, which is entrenched in an establishment system. Something that has been established through the military occupation of Europe and the commercialization and industrialization of planet Earth. And that same force that John F. Kennedy warned against and got his fucking brains blown out for talking about it, and the presidents before him, Mr. Eisenhower, at the end of the Second World War, warned you about it. Well, they are the same people now promoting coronavirus and the solution of mass vaccination and 5G internet, which by their own admission, by their own literary records, by their own published transcriptions of their own global meeting in 2010, they told you exactly what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. And now they're doing it. So it's not a surprise to someone like us because we've been on the case for the last 25 years. But now all these other people are getting the news. Oh my God! Oh my God, life is so fucking amazing. And unfortunately, most people need a negative horror value of the amazing wonder of life on the negative to wake them up. Others of us just love God. We love the ultimate positive. We love the other part, side of the line where we choose the divine bliss and the divine vision and the divine love and the divine peace and the divine power and the divine mystery and the divine adventure, because it's the best thing in town, isn't it, bro?
There's nothing better at all, it's the most beautiful thing in the universe, literally. And these last few weeks beyond the universe, last few weeks, I got the message to do more meditation than normal. And it's just been, I was already doing a lot anyway, but what I've noticed is that the more we connect with that beautiful love, that beautiful bliss, blissful light, God's divine grace and joy, the more just it's there's nothing like it. Nick and I, we've done lots of traveling. In the past, we took various drugs and substances and this and that. People, just goes on and on, doesn't it? But it doesn't nourish. Nothing nourishes like that does. Nothing.
But listen, everyone's different. Me and Michael are in love with God. We have been forever. Other people aren't so in love with God. So this is the secret. What you have to do is, of course you're going to do some of that, and we're encouraging you to do more. But the most important thing is that you structure your day in a way that you really enjoy it, in a way that allows you to enjoy being the best version of yourself. And what we suggest, and this is one of the most amazing secrets that anyone in the world can share for you, is if you create a chart for yourself where you write down on the left-hand side all the most amazing things you could do in the day to make you feel blissfully happy, blissfully peaceful, blissfully conscious, blissfully fearless, blissfully awake, blissfully empowered, blissfully in love, and whatever else you want to put on that list, and you write down on the left-hand side all the little things you want to do in the daytime. So, for example, you might want to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning before the sun rises and catch the most beautiful, amazing sunrise and dawn with all the beautiful light and all the birds singing, and it's just wonderful. And then you might want to go for a really nice walk, for example. And then you might want to have a really nice meditation after that, for example. Or you might want to have a really nice juice, for example. But you write all these things down on the left-hand side for your perfect day, beginning with and ending with meditation, superhero style. And also in the middle of the day, meditation, superhero style. And that's called your chart, bro, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, write it all down so you know what you're dealing with, because we are not just random beings that happen to have random experiences. The feelings that we have, the feelings we experience, the life we have, we can design it consciously. Most people design it unconsciously. They don't design it at all, actually. They wake up, you know, wander about, do this, do that, check the phone, you know, eat some food that's not healthy, you know, watch something. And then they wonder why they're so anxious and stressed out and why they don't feel very good, you know. So what superhero training is fundamentally about is helping you to basically get rid of all the toxic influences that are ruining your joy, and replace all of it with the most powerful, potent, and impactful experiences and practices that you can possibly do. And then increase those practices so that they're bigger and stronger and more intense. You know, like, so for example, if you started off with, you know, 20 minutes meditation, that's a huge celebration right there, because it's better than doing nothing. But then you might knock it up to 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, and you keep going until you got as far as you can. So, and same thing with exercise, same thing with food, same thing with whatever you're reading, you know. So we want to, you know, charge your day and your life with the best, most powerful things possible. And that's basically what we're going to be teaching with you in the coming sessions.
And encouraging you to turn up the heat, and we're all in it together, you know, because the thing about there's a divide and conquer strategy that the, what should we call these, the baddies in the world, the cabal, you know, they're so fucking evil, it's horrific, it's beyond horrific. All the stories of vampires and horrible, horrible men, they're all true. They're all fucking true. But it just happens to be an extremely tiny number of poisoned evil beings in this world the reflect, you know, the because there's so many souls, it's a reflection of some, you know, the darkness in the ego. It's the poison in the ego. It's the horrible thing in the frickin', yeah, just that ego story, the soul and the ego. It's just, it's God's, it's a story that's got as big as God. So it's a gigantic story. And the powers that are involved in the story are huge. And part of the awakening process is coming to terms with how enormous life is and how overwhelming it is in terms of your, you know, what you thought it was. And we need to make that a positive overwhelm. You know, it needs to be so wonderful. And you have to feel like you're moving towards that in your life, because the other way, the going in the other direction, it's terrible because it's so big now. The power is so big. Everything's amplified and magnified to the maximum now, and it's going up. So you have to make this choice that Mike's on about to go absolutely in the correct direction. And this is what the Buddha means by the, you know, the Eightfold Path of right livelihood, right mind, right thoughts, right speech, right action, right everything. You have to do it correctly because there's too much currents going the other way now. And we're rebels, superheroes go against the currents of life, but we're also so rebellious, we will be like punk rockers and just skip on our basics, like whatever it is, not making your bed, or, you know, not being on your A game with your diet, or, you know, not doing your meditation, not doing your practices, or not being honest, not speaking your truth, or, you know, suppressing your emotions. Repressing your emotions and not, you know, having the balls to be fucking honest about all kinds of things, you know. There's a million ways we can slip and lose our A game. And like Mike said, you know, you're slipping backwards before you know it, because there's so much shit pouring in that direction. There's rivers of fear now in this matrix, rivers of fear. People are completely befuddled and confused and paranoid and being locked in their boxes on lockdown and becoming more and more deranged and neurotic. This is all for a design that I personally have been researching and reporting on and talking about for 25 years. I kid you not. Following David Icke's story, interviewing him, I went to his house 20 odd years ago. I drank David Icke bottles of beer in payment for his interview that I was going to use for Success Ultra Now, even before superhero training even was a concept. And I didn't even use his interview because it was so fucking negative. So you can't have this negative perception now. It has to be ultra positive. And understand that the evil is true, it's factual, it's real, and it's there for a reason. A very, very good reason. And the reason is to let you know that you want nothing to do with it. You want nothing to do with it. And in order to keep it off you, you need on the armor of God to repel it. The shield of faith is one thing, and another thing is the helmet of salvation. The helmet represents your crown chakra and your psychic energy center, the two main chakra points in your head. And what that means is the helmet of salvation in your head means you have to look up to that point of light in the center of your brain, your psychic center, and look up through it into the crown which is, you can say, is God, the light of God within you, and absolutely get yourself blasted to the point where you know you are saved. You are absolutely 100% sure about your own salvation. Whatever that means to you. Whatever that means to you, and that will be communicated through the mythological images in your mythological imagination, in the mythological part of your psyche, soul and mind that you have been concentrating on for the last 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, whatever it is. And those mythological images are religious figures, spiritual figures, ancient stories, archetypal stories and traditions and forces. And you have a cosmology in your mind. You have some kind of cosmology. For example, that the world is a creation. It was created by God or through God or with God. And God rules over this creation in some way. And you have this relationship to this thing you call God, whatever that means to you. And you're on a journey in that relationship, in that creation. But you're doing it through a focus on a cosmology and mythological images. Well, all those things will get activated to a greater degree when you put on the helmet of salvation via soul conscious meditation on the light above you and within you and above you, that is blessing you from above 24/7. Ain't that right, bro?
So true, brother. There's so much power and happiness when we tune into that. It really is. It's the blessing. It's the aura. You've seen all those pictures with the big halo, the big aura. So that's the experience of vibrancy and light, safety and power. And we're going to be sharing more about this in future sessions in more detail, because there's a certain science to this, to get it just right. That's why some people might be praying or meditating for years and years and years, and they say, I'm not feeling anything. What's going on? Something's not right. Because you've got to get it just right. It's not difficult. It's just aligning yourself. And we can't get into too many details right now on that, but you're going to learn exactly how to do these practices, because this program is about helping you stay in your power, stay in your joy, stay positive, and not get sucked down into all that stuff. And Nick was talking about a minute ago, you know, David Icke and all these different people talking about various things. And, you know, some of them have got some interesting points, and some of it might be true, some of it isn't. You know, there's a variety of people saying a variety of things. And you go online and there's all sorts of different theories about various things happening. And you can read them, you can watch them, you can go on these long-winded conferences and whatever else is going on. You can spend hours and hours and hours and months and months and months researching all this stuff about how dark and twisted everything is. And it never ends, does it, bro? It's like a never-ending... you know, you could spend 100 years researching this day and night, day and night. And the only thing that happens from doing that is you become a very dark person, if that's your focus all the time, you know. And so while we need to know some of what's going on, and we're going to be sharing some of the things that are important to know about, the interesting thing I find whenever you ask these people who talk about the what's going on and the various conspiracy theories and whatever else, and you ask them, all right, you've now explained in 6 hours all the various complicated, twisted things happening. What are we supposed to do about it? The answer they normally give is something along the lines of, be a nice person. And be a nice person isn't going to do it, I'm afraid to say. That's not enough, you know, be nice, you know, to try not to hurt anyone and have your cheese and toast and, you know, just, that's not, so... So the funny thing is that you can research all this stuff for years and years, but what we're focusing on is what can you actually do about it? What are the practices that you can do? What can you start to do every day to move into the right place? And one of the things that we have to be aware of, I'm sure that everyone here is aware of Jekyll and Hyde, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Have you read the book, Nick? The actual original book? I'm going to send everyone a copy, part of superhero training, right? I'm Jekyll and Hyde. Everyone knows the essence. I can't remember the name of the author, actually. Stevenson or something like that. But,
Robert Louis
Stevenson. That's it, yeah. Robert Louis Stevenson. So,
Fraser Island as well.
Yeah.
Brilliant author.
Brilliant author.
I don't think I ever did read that book.
So, yeah. So I'm gonna give it to everyone in superhero training, that book. It's a public domain book, and I'm gonna add a few things, and Nick can add a few things as well about, because he's talking about the essence of that story, and I recommend everyone reads it thoroughly. It's a fascinating read. The essence of the story is that Dr. Jekyll discovers a magic potion that can split. He thinks is gonna split the good and bad part of a human being, so that the good part can be elevated to higher states and the bad part can fulfill itself. And he wants to split it in half. So he takes the potion, and what really happens is the dark side comes out, and his conscience and his higher self is disappears. And then what happens is he starts to run around doing all the naughty, dastardly things that he's been thinking about and has been suppressing. So he goes and he's, you know, hurts people, and he's into various sort of raunchy things and orgies and whatever else he wants to do, right? And he just does everything he feels like. And if it was nowadays, you know, he'd be on his phone doing all these different things. And what happens is, after a while, he can't get back. He starts becoming Mr. Hyde without meaning to. Before, he had to take the potion, then he would turn into Mr. Hyde, and then he'd go off and do all this dark stuff. After a while, Mr. Hyde starts taking over him, and he starts waking up as Mr. Hyde. And you can read the book and you can learn more about it, but the essence of it, which we have to remember and what this call is about, is this choice that we can either choose to love the light and come into our joy, or we can go in the other direction. And it's very subtle. It's very, very, very subtle. And what happens is, after a while, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and we lose control. We lose control over ourselves, and we can't stop the negativity acting out through us. And that is a very scary place to be. And this is basically what we're going to be seeing more and more and more. You've already seen it happening, and you're going to see it more. The dark side within people, that's because there's this field of darkness. Once that captivates and captures somebody and it takes over them, they can't get out of it anymore. And that is an extremely scary place to be, where you actually lose control. I'm sure everyone's experienced what it's like when you're under an addiction, or you know you shouldn't be doing it and you can't help it and you do it anyway. And then afterwards you think, oh my God, I shouldn't have done that. Why did I do that? You know, I know better. I shouldn't have done it. And then I'm never going to do it again. And then the next day, there it is again. And you think, oh my God, you know, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. So this has been going on for a very, very, very long time. Superhero training is basically helping to get out of that completely and go in the other direction and not allow yourself. This isn't about suppression. This is about true power and true love. So you go in that direction, that beautiful direction. And that ultimately, that is the only safety we have.
And that's yes,
right. Right. So that's good news, and we'll keep it all nice and topical, dealing with what's going on. And it's an awesome time to get real. There's a lot of support at the moment, and the
the lovely thing about it all is that, you know, yeah, the dark side's real, but the wonderful thing about it is the God side is real. And you have this incredible privilege of being here in these, you know, in the really the lowest point of human history, you could say, in terms of the evil that's destroying people's lives in this world. Unbelievable amounts of suffering in this world, just so bad, beyond dreadful, in the absolute pig shit of the human story. And we are here in this proud Chinese Americanized bullshit excuse for life. It's such bullshit. It's the American version of life. Everyone's bought that first. Consumption and fame, you know, all the selfies and the Facebook bollocks. It's all the seeking fame, the ego's mad, insatiable desire to be noticed. That's American, the Americanization of life. And the consumption is an Americanization of life. So it's the American thing, except now we're getting it made in China. How bad is that?
Oh, God.
And then it just gets worse from there. So if you want to go outside your house and play around in that bullshit, well, good luck to you. But you're better off turning your soul towards the almighty, infinite, redeeming, all redeeming love, and absorb it into your soul and demonstrate to yourself that it's real. And to the point where you can giggle away at the fucking nonsense outside, you know, your beautiful reality that you've created inside yourself, even if you're living in a freaking shoebox. You will be protected by the grace of God. You will be protected by the grace of God. You will be protected by the grace of God. You are being protected by the grace of God. You have been protected by the grace of God, and you will continue to be so in more and more and more wonderful ways, directly according to and proportionate to your nizche, your love, and your devotion, really.
Mm.
What do you reckon, bro?
That's right. God loves the love we have in our heart for Him. God, our love for the light is our most sacred gift. Our most
directly reflected, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, directly. And so what do we love? Our love directs our attention. Our love directs our attention. So what we love, that's where our attention goes. If you love some person, your love goes to them. If you love something, an object you just got from Amazon or whatever it is, then it goes in that direction. If we love something, you want to be famous, and then you check how many people liked you and this and that. So wherever it is, the love is moving the attention. We need to get hold of our attention and our love and connect it to the highest source of energy, the most beautiful vibration, because that's where we're safe, and that's also where we experience nourishment, real nourishment. There's nothing like the nourishment from beyond. There's just nothing like it at all. And so superhero training is about basically aligning yourself with the most beautiful things, the most beautiful feelings,
beautiful
experiences. And that's what it's about. That's what it's about. And in order to do that, there are some things to consider. You know, we've been sharing some of these things with you. And Nick mentioned earlier in the call to write that list. That's a good start, you know, to write a list. And on the left-hand side, all the different things you'd love to do. What are they supposed to do on the right-hand side of that list, Nick?
You know, they make it into the days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right,
and then
go ahead, bro.
And and then you draw lines and make a load of squares, and then you tick down the list. It, you know, Monday, say, meditation, yes. Qigong, yes. Awareness walk, yes. You know, and it's got the times next to it. You know, I did it for 2 hours, I did it for 1 hour, all the way down the list. And then you go, you know, like, say, for example, if you say you're not going to eat ice cream for a week, but you ate it on Monday, then you have to put a cross. You didn't do what you said you were going to do. You know, it's like an accountability chart.
Yeah, it's keeping your chart. Yeah, because the thing is, the ego doesn't like a chart. Let's be honest. The ego hates the chart. Why does the ego hate the chart? Because it's truth. The ego doesn't love truth. It doesn't love truth. It wants to live in lies. But when we love ourselves and we love our life, then we want to know what's going on, you know. So one of the key things of a superhero is that we have control, mastery over ourselves. So if we say to ourselves, I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to do this thing, then we can do it. That's called self-mastery. You do what you say you're going to do. The ego, the dark side, says, no, you're not allowed to do that. You need to stay in bed, stay up, you know, stay late in bed, don't bother with this thing, check this, do this, do this, all this other stuff. But superheroes, we say what we're going to do, and we do what we say we're going to do. And that's a huge thing. Hardly anyone actually can do what they say they're going to do. So just writing it down and then actually doing it is a huge change from how most people live. And as you do more and more and more of these things, the more you do, the happier you get. That's the thing. So you fill your day with things that empower you. And every time you do, you're making that stronger, making it deeper, making it more ingrained into your being. And every single time you focus on the things that bring you light and bring you joy and bring you love, you are not feeding the dark side. You're not feeding the dark side at the same time, you know. So there's a choice every single moment of every single day. Which side are we feeding? There's a story of the two wolves. You know that story, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's two wolves, right? So inside of us, there are basically two wolves. And one is the good wolf, and the other is the evil wolf. And they both are very hungry wolves, and they're growling, and they want food. And what we do is either feeding the good wolf or the bad wolf. And whichever one we feed gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And that starts to literally take over our lives. And so the wolf you feed is the wolf you're going to have to live with. And so the chart is basically choosing to feed the good wolf within yourself and make it stronger and stronger and stronger. And every time we do something else, we're feeding the bad wolf, and then it starts getting bigger and stronger, and then you have to deal with it because it starts taking over, and then you have to feed the good wolf. So we have to remember every single thing we do is either going in one direction or the other, and we have to deal with the consequences of this in either case.
That's right. And one of the fascinating things about how big these forces are we're talking about that can take us over. In the Bible, it says that in the book of Genesis, at the beginning of this creation, you know, just after it had been made, the angels of God, Lucifer, who according to the Bible was God's favorite angel, Lucifer became kind of like, how could you say, competitive or, you know, ambitious, perhaps.
and ended up taking, according to this mythology, a third of the angels of heaven down into earth, where they had sex with the women. They were lusting after the earthly women, and then the children of the earthly women. This is all in the Bible, in the Book of Genesis. Were giants, and the giants were enormous eaters. As they grew, they ate everything, and they devoured everything, and you know, and ruined everybody's lives because of their gluttonous, gigantic gluttonous appetite. And then they became cannibals, and they cannibalized everyone until God destroyed the earth through the flood, the great flood, and drowned all the giants. But their spirits are trapped in the earth. This is all according to the mythology of the Christian belief in the Bible. It's all in the Book of Genesis. And so those gigantic spirits of gluttony, you know, drive a tremendous amount of the addiction, and especially around food, and the you know, the hopelessness and despair that goes with these addiction patterns when you're caught in them, whether it's food or alcohol or drugs or cigarettes or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. But there's these gigantic forces behind it, and we shouldn't, you know, this is all part of the initiation of the soul. We have to deal with gigantic forces, because the soul is the most powerful force. Isn't that right, bro?
That's right. We have massive power to begin with, and then we lose that power slowly but surely as we start to get into these dark forces. And that's how we gradually lose our light. So it's almost like we start fully charged, fully bright, and then it starts to dim, slowly, slowly, slowly. And we need to bring the light back again, recharge the light. And so superhero training really is about coming back to that again and again and again, focusing on it, and overcoming these things. Because it's all very well trying to change outside things, and of course that's important to some degree, but the biggest war is within ourselves, within the dark side within us, overcoming it. And we do that through the light. Suppression and all the rest of it doesn't work. We need to come back into the light and make that choice again and again and again and again. And so what do we need to do to stay safe? You know, we need to talk about this for a little bit, because you might want to do this, you might want to make that choice, but there's some things that trigger going into the darkness. And all it takes a lot of the time is picking up your phone and clicking on something can be enough to trigger a whole range of other things happening. Many, many people tell me that they wake up in the morning, check their phone, and they're in crisis. They're in a state of panic and fear and stress and worry for the rest of the day, first thing in the morning while they're in bed. You know, because those things, in my opinion, cell phones are the most evil devices ever made, actually. They can be useful. I'm sure a lot of people are on the call with the cell phone, so it has its benefits. But there are many things that we need to be aware of. I'm just going to share a few things, and I'm sure Nick has a few things to share. Because if you're aware of what can trigger you, then you can start moving away from it a bit more smoothly. So the first thing to be aware of, if you want to avoid getting stuck in negative feelings, first thing is media brainwashing. It's almost all media brainwashing. And of course, the news is brainwashing. The news is toxic, fake news. It's terrible. The mainstream media, we've been on about this for ages. There's nothing new about that. Everyone already knows that. So if you are going to check the news, be very, very swift about it. You know, you might want to read a headline or two and leave it at that, because the more you read all this stuff, the more you get sucked into various forms of propaganda and negativity. social media, unfortunately, is just as bad, perhaps worse, and the news is bad enough. So, of course, you know, one of the weird things about this is that the media, cell phones, technology has enormous downsides, but it also has some wonderful upsides. So it's like it's a double-edged sword. It really is. And that's what makes it complicated, is that there are, of course, benefits. Many, many things have benefits, like food. Eating food has benefit. If you stop eating, you're probably not going to have a very good time. But then again, food can also be a major trigger. And you can overeat or eat the wrong foods and start feeling sick and lose your energy. So many things, and we'll talk more about this later on, is that many things, there's a benefit to it, and there's also a problem with the same thing. So just be aware, if you're going to be on this program, just consciously be aware that media, social media, mainstream media, it's very, very likely to pull you down a rabbit hole. So learn how to think for yourself. Learn how to think for yourself. Don't just assume that if you read something or see something that it's true. Most of it isn't true, or most of it's only partially true. There's a fascinating quote that I thought was worth bearing in mind about the news. If you do not watch the news, then you are uninformed. But if you watch the news, then you are misinformed. So if you don't watch it, you're uninformed. If you do watch it, you're misinformed. You're not going to be informed. That's the problem. So we think we know what's going on in the world. We don't really know what's going on in any detail. We know our own experience. The other thing to be aware of is negative thinking. We'll have to talk more about this in more detail because it's a big topic, but victim consciousness is a major problem. The modern media and the modern political class promotes victim consciousness on purpose. It's shocking to me how much promotion there is of the victim. The victim is held in high esteem nowadays. These people are victims, these people are victims, these people are victims, poor people. It's climbing to the top of who's the biggest victim. We need to not allow ourselves to get into victim consciousness. Another thing that's going on in the world nowadays is a lack of responsibility. Everyone wants to blame someone else for everything. It's not my fault, it's someone else's fault, it's their fault, it's Trump's fault, it's some other politician's fault. Always blaming some other people. But superheroes need to take responsibility. We're not in charge of everything in the world, but we are responsible for ourselves. And as soon as you find yourself, you know, getting into victim, fear, negative thinking, blaming other people, checking the news, oftentimes checking the news brings up negative thinking, victim consciousness, lack of responsibility. So I'm bringing this up because you might want to move in a positive direction, but then you pick up your phone and you go click, 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 and then next thing you know, an hour's gone by and you're in a negative state, and then that stays with you and it goes in and it goes around your mind. And some people might say, I'd love to get up early in the morning, I'd love to get up early and do my practices, but I wake up and I feel tired. And why do you feel tired? One of the main reasons is that when we absorb massive amounts of negative information, or even a little bit of negative information, all of that has to be processed in your psyche, in your subconscious, while you're asleep. So the more negativity you've absorbed the day before, the longer it takes for your psyche to try and unravel all that stuff and get you back to normal again. And so when you try and wake up early and wake up inspired and excited about life, and you've absorbed all this stuff, then it's almost impossible to get out of bed. So if you want to start, you know, getting up earlier and start feeling more inspired, then just be very, very, very careful of what you absorb, what you see, what you read, what you hear about during the day. Because it really has a massive effect. A lot of people don't realize this. And And then they wonder why they feel anxious a lot of the time. And another thing I'll mention briefly, we'll talk more about this later, is that if you engage yourself in a large number of ongoing conversations with people via various messaging services, which most people do, and it just goes on and on and on and on with loads and loads and loads and loads of different people all the time, it creates an open loop, which causes anxiety. Many, many people nowadays feel chronically anxious. And the cause of it, among other things, one of the main causes is these endless conversations and endless worrying about this person, this person, this person, this person, this person, this person. And you want to, what happened about that? What happened about that? What happened about that? What happened about that? And that stops people from feeling relaxed and at peace. And we need to be present. We need to be here to be able to live our lives. And if our mind is always somewhere else, somewhere else, somewhere else, then it makes it very, very difficult to fully embrace what we need to do right now. So these are just a few things. We'll talk more about this later on. What do you think, Brother Nick, about the negativity to be aware of if someone wants to really get on with their mission?
Well, I think you said it very well, mate. I'm not going to repeat anything you said because you said it.
Yeah, well, there we have it.
Your own negative bullshit is the thing to watch out for more than anything. That the thing that stops you doing the things. You've got to make a clear choice that you'll make the shift into higher consciousness, and that's it. You've got to make a clear choice that you'll make that shift, and that's it. You've got to make your mind up. You have to commit 100% or forget it. Because it's only 100% now that's really going to... We've got to go for it. It's our time. So, you've got to put your time, your feelings and your thoughts into it. You've got to put your time, your feelings and your thoughts into it, because that's your assets. That's what you need to invest. If you use your time, your energy, your thoughts, if you use them all wisely, if you put them in the right place, you know, do the right, like the Buddha says, correct thoughts, right mindfulness, you can navigate through life. You can navigate, you can, no matter what. This is the thing. Life is getting really, 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 really scary for a lot of people now. And it could get scarier. Looks really scary. Looks like things are getting really bad. But guess what? You do the work. You live a correct way. You focus on what you need to focus on. You commit 100%. And this is, you know, when you talk about writing your chart out, what you want to do every single day, you write that out, the best things for you to do. And then you, at night, you go tick, 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 cross, tick, 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 cross, 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 tick, 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 like that down the thing. You're talking about commitment there. That is the proof of the pudding. That chart on the wall. And that's it. You can't, if you are not holding yourself accountable to living your best day ever, you may not actually be doing it. And it's just a time to have a go. I honestly feel it's a time to have a go. And there's so much resistance and drag from our own ego and from the fact that we're mixed up in the culture. And the culture is full of shit. Massive amounts of it. And that's why it's getting worse now. Worked. Really, really worked. This year, man. And incidentally, funnily enough, at the very beginning of the year, I did a retreat in Bali for the Inner Beauty Retreat Group. And during that retreat, I told them all, I said 2020 is going to be the year of all years. Humanity is going to get their asses kicked. I could just feel the energy. I knew it was brewing. And it just came down so hard, so strong. But guess what? We knew it was going to happen. We've been talking about it for years and years and years, ever since the inception of superhero training. And the thing is, great. It's time to get real. I'm glad it's nosedive. What a horrible option, if you know, for this whole thing enduring. So now, the wonderful thing is that the season has changed. Whether you say it's a new age, the new age of Aquarius, or the dawning of the golden age, or whatever you want to call it. The wonderful thing about it, that cosmologically, astrologically, mythologically, archetypally, and, you know, in those higher dimensions, it's already won. The victory is already done. It's all been done. It's over. It's game over. So it's just a matter of time before the whole thing collapses in the third dimension. And that's where you are. So you need to be, you need to create your own dimensional reality in your own house, in your own room, in your own space, in your own mind, in your own soul. You need to create that. And if you haven't already created it, you need to get on the program. You really, really need to get on the program. Because it's time to do that. And that's a lot to be thankful for about that. So, if you're up for committing 100% to take that action, you know, activate yourself, self-activate, then that's what it is. So what do you reckon the next best step for them is, Michael?
So the next step to really make this choice, because it's a massive choice. Many people talk about, you know, I want to do this, and, you know, they have the little intentions, but we've really got to do it in our heart. You know, this is not something you can do with your head. And so what we'd like you to do is to think about this, not just, you know, thinking just theoretically, but really tune into it deeply. What do you want to experience? What kind of life do you want? What are your intentions for making this choice? So visualize your highest life, your highest life. If you're aligned with the light, aligned with the joy, aligned with the bliss, living your highest life, doing the things like Nick was sharing that are going to lift you up. And we're going to be sharing some even more powerful practices that we've never mentioned before later on in the program. But you've got to start with what you're aware of now. So just think, what would you love to do every day? What are the practices that you're aware of? Who would you like to become? What type of soul, what kind of type of person, what type of life? Just tune into it. This is very important to have the vision, with the vision of what you want. So write down your vision. Think about it for the next couple of days. Tune into it, write it down, and then send us your vision. Send us your intentions, your vision for this program, for your life. Send it to insiders@superherotraining.com. insiders@superherotraining.com. And tell us, what do you want to create, what do you want to experience, and why you're committed to this choice? Why are you committed to it? And look at your life. You know, what have you gone through so far? What negativity has happened already? You know, how much have you already suffered from the various ego and various problems? You know, tune into the resource of misery, because when we realize how bad it's been and what we've experienced by not being in the light, that's real motivation to stop doing it, you know. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. So we can either make this choice now, and this is probably the best decision you'll ever make, to make this choice. And then you make the same choice again and again every moment, when you can choose which wolf are you going to feed during the day. Are you going to do the thing you wrote down, or are you going to do something else and then regret it later on in the day? So write down what you want, send it to us, and also start your chart, you know, like Nick was sharing. Start your chart. We can share more about this in the next session. The next session after this, next week, is going to be about the practice. How do you do the practice? How do you set yourself up for success? How do you make sure that you actually do those things that you want to do rather than just writing them down? Because there's some secrets to making this easy, and we want to make it as easy as we can. It's not always going to be easy. Sometimes, frankly, it's going to be very hard. This is hardcore stuff. But we want to make it as easy and fun as is possible. And the wonderful thing is, the more you do it, the easier it gets, the more enjoyable it gets. So tune into what you want. Say again, bro. Go ahead, bro.
And also, the more you do it, the more you get, you become aware of the subtleties of the practice of what you're actually doing, and the easier it is to guide others into doing it. That's what I find.
Absolutely, yeah. It actually gets easier. It gets more refined. It gets, you really can feel the difference. And the thing is, the longer you do it for, the more intense it is, the better it is. So like, there's a big difference between doing meditation once a week on a Thursday for 20 minutes, you know, and doing it every day for 2-3 hours. A huge difference. So it's the same thing extended out to take up more of your life. So, you know, it's going to be a huge shift. We want to see you in, you know, 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, 1 year, having a radically different life. So even if the world is completely falling apart and there might be riots and all sorts of crazy stuff happening, you're going to be so charged with your practices that you're going to be a blessing to yourself and to all those around you. So next week, we're going to be sharing about the practice. And during this training, we're going to be talking about superhero manifestation practices. How do you manifest the life you want, even in crazy times? Health practices, because you've got to be healthy and strong physically. Lifestyle practices. And also, we're going to talk about some business practices, because, you know, there's still stuff happening, there's still business happening, people need to make money and all the rest of it while this is going on. How you can stay safe. We're going to be sharing some of the most powerful spiritual practices in the world. And so many more things that we'll be inspired to share as we go through. So there's an enormous amount. Nick and I, we haven't been doing this for the last, I think, 4 years now. So we've got, you know, between us, what, like 60 years or something between us, bro, of experience, something like that.
Yeah,
it's awesome. Yeah, and these last few years, we've learned tons of new things that we've not shared with you before. So there's an enormous amount that we're going to be going into. And just be aware that this is a practice. The superhero training, of course, we're going to give you some theory, some ideas and whatnot. But fundamentally, it's about the practice, about the power of practice, that it's not just nicey, thinking about nice ideas, it's bringing it into your life, hardcore, and it really, really makes a huge difference to your vibrations and to your joy. So we're excited to share this with you and to see what happens with you.
Yeah, and also doing it together is such a great thing, you know.
That's right. Because, you know, when it's a group, then you're like, you know what, I could just, you know, get lazy and just sort of space out. Or I could be like, no, I'm part of the superhero training. You know, this, everyone else is doing this. I'm going to do it. And it raises the game for everyone. So we benefit from doing this, and everyone benefits from doing it.
That's right. It's a blessing.
Ah, what a blessing.
So just tune into it. This is the choice. There's a beautiful choice. What do you want? Which direction are you going to go in? So, Brother Nick, how about you close the call with some final thoughts and a prayer, if you like, Brother?
Yes, Brother, I would love to say a prayer, and I don't have to say this prayer out loud. I could just say it silently. In fact, I am going to say it silently, but I want to encourage the superheroes listening now just to maybe put one hand on your heart. You can bring one hand onto your belly if you want. Or you can bring both hands together in front of your heart. It's up to you. And I just want you to close your eyes and take a nice, soft, gentle, deep breath. And while you're breathing there, I just want you to really let your body relax and just have a sense of gratitude. Just have a sense of simple gratitude and receptivity. And I just wanted to invite you just to go into a little state of, through that gratitude and receptivity, appreciation for life, and also humility in the presence of eternal life, that you really and just humble yourself in the presence of eternal life. Really, from your ego's point of view, you really are nothing and you don't know anything. And from the soul's point of view, you're innocent. And just have that sense of innocence, love for life, innocent anticipation and gratitude. In the name of love for the highest good of all beings throughout all space and time forever and ever and ever. In the name of love, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of love, hallelujah. In the name of love. I'm just going to pray silently for you now. Oh, well, we could just sit here forever, couldn't we, boy, in all that beautiful peace and all that bliss.
Ah, so beautiful. So just making that choice in your heart that we talked about, the choice to come into the light, to the love, to dedicate your life to the light, to the love. And just giving thanks and praise, and giving that deep relief that you are making this choice in advance, voluntarily. And really appreciate yourself and the group for being in a sacred space to fully align with your own highest good and the highest good of the world. divine grace. Beautiful.
Love it.
So thank you, Brother Nick, and thank you everyone for your wonderful, beautiful presence and beautiful, powerful, blessed days are upon us and are coming from this choice. So we'll talk to you soon. We'll be back. We'll send the next sessions so you can access and enjoy this next week, tuning into that choice, making that choice, writing your intentions, your vision, tuning into it, and send it over to us, insiders@superherotraining.com. And we would love to read them. So thank you, yeah. thank you. Any last thoughts, brother?
It's all love, mate. Let the light shine.
That's right. Thank you. Much love.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Michael.
It's my joy. My joy and my gift and blessing. Thank you, brother, and thank you, everyone.
Thank you, good lady, as well, bro.
I will, brother.
Sure, she's doing it. Sure, she's had plenty of cups of tea coming for you over the last couple of hours. All right, mate. Keep sending you a big hug, bro. Talk to you soon, yeah?
Yeah, talk to you soon. Talk to you all soon. Much love. Many blessings.
Love.
Amen.